It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Monday, 5:01 here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Beard, Jake, back with you. It's Overreaction Monday presented by the Phone Exchange. Here's Jake with the top five at five.
Thank you, Russ. Lincoln Riley is leaving Oklahoma to take the reins of the USC Trojans. There are a few names being floated around for the job. And what you just read in the last hour, Barry Switzer thinks Mike Leach should be in play.
I mean, who would you, if you're an Oklahoma fan, who'd you rather have, Leach or Brent Venables?
Oh, Mike Leach, 100 times over.
Lane Kiffin.
Oh, God.
If I'm Oklahoma?
Here we go.
Your team's going to get press.
What? You're Oklahoma. You don't need press. You want somebody who's going to win, right?
You don't think Kiffin could win a natty at Oklahoma?
I think he probably could. Like, I think if you're – if winning is all you care about, you're win at all coster, then yeah, I think you go Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, because I don't think Mike Leach is going to win a national championship.
But you're going to have drama, you're going to have nonsense, and you might very well have some very unpleasant headlines. And I think that's why LSU hasn't gone down that road. Florida didn't go down that road.
Yeah, but bro, look who's been in the most trouble this football season out of all the SEC schools. It ain't Lane Kiffin. It ain't Ole Miss.
Who's been in most trouble?
Georgia.
Oh.
They've had one player arrested for aggravated rape, and they just had another player get arrested, did they not?
Yeah, but, I mean, like Kirby.
He's got no – I mean, Kirby's got zero personality. Zero. Well,
that's what these schools want. They don't want a guy who's on Twitter, you know, trolling people all the time.
Yeah.
Or just making a mockery of the rules.
I don't think Leach would work there for the same reason. I don't think Leach would work here. There's a big segment of that fan base that are not going to really like his eccentricities.
I will go with you there, but I think that – and I could be wrong, man. Maybe they turn around and hire Kiffin tomorrow. But I think that some of these big schools – and people wondering why
risk.
Tennessee wouldn't go down that road for the same reason that Oklahoma, LSU, Florida, and
he's
whoever
a vagabond.
Else aren't going
down that. He's never stayed anywhere more than what, like 3 years?
He's an inherently unstable person.
Not just a coach, a person.
Yeah,
a
person.
Jeez.
Did you guys see the
You're
video?
You're just absolutely brutalizing people and, you know, psychologically this afternoon.
Well, did you see the video of him being afraid of heights?
That was weird. I mean,
first Willie and now Lane Kiffin?
Is there anything? I mean,
what the hell?
Did I say a lie? Did I speak a lie?
You said he is an inherently unstable person.
Yes.
Personality.
Yeah. I mean, is that even remotely controversial? I feel like that's.
No, but most people just don't say, aren't that blunt anymore.
Russell Smith, nice to meet you.
Yeah. I mean, tip of the cap to you. It's one of the reasons it's one of the things I love about you. Go ahead, Jakey.
And number two, the AP Top 25 has been released for college football. Georgia stays at number one. Michigan jumps four spots to number two. Cincinnati at three. Alabama at four. And Oklahoma State at number five.
I'm not the Cowboy.
I'm a man. I'm a
Cowboys
40.
Would be fun.
He's there, man. He's got a chance to crash the party.
One thing you should have told Josh was like
a man.
When he was talking about Gundy, the reason his name doesn't get brought up more.
I'm a man.
Is how many times did he use UT to get a raise?
Did he do it to Florida too?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd do it to anybody.
I think that's why.
Like, that dude's an Oklahoma con man, is what he is.
Oklahoma's not going to hire him, right?
Hell no.
Now, LSU might. I mean, they hired Oklahoma State coach before in Les Miles.
I don't see Gundy leaving. He just got the perpetual contract.
Well, I don't think – I think what you just said is schools look at him as the guy that's going to use him to get a raise. And after you've missed out reportedly on Lincoln Riley, your first choice, you don't want to pull a Curry and get played the second time.
Because it can – spiral. It can spiral completely out of control.
It can escalate quickly.
Yes.
It can get real ugly really quick.
Things can get
one day
things get bad fast.
One day you're meeting with the Cowboy in the Dallas Renaissance Airport Hotel. The next day you've got the pitchforks and torches outside your office. And
we're directing people from the radio station. It's a coup. Go ahead, Jake.
And number three, after suffering 4 decommitments Sunday, Oklahoma received more bad news today when ESPN 300 defensive end Derek Moore and offensive lineman Demetrius Hunter both announced they were decommitting from the Sooners.
Now, I will tell you this, Russell.
They are falling apart.
I don't care what anybody's saying about us. If I were Coach Heupel, I would descend on the dead carcass that is the Oklahoma football program recruiting class right now.
I'm sure.
With a fury.
I'm sure that carcass has like the so many vultures in the sky that
like we
it's
know.
Just blotting out the sun. You can't even
that class.
Yeah,
and especially I'm sure after, they took
it took three or four of our guys.
Yeah, Wanye, Eric Gray, Key Lawrence.
They took 14 stars off of us. 13.
Terrible.
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 And number four, star right-handed. Star right-handed pitcher Max Scherzer and the New York Mets have agreed to a 3-year, $130 million contract.
Oh, is that
contract.
All? That $130 million contract?
We're talking
at least in this sport, they're paying the players. At least everybody's got their hand in the cookie jar in Major League Baseball.
Exactly.
3 years, though.
You know what I truly love about this and all the moves the Mets are making?
What?
Is the fact that Brandon Orick roots for them, and they're still going to be garbage. They'll just be garbage with a bunch of contracts they're paying on.
Just think they're going to be garbage?
I mean, look at history. They've been good for, what, like 5 minutes in the 60s and that little spurt in the 80s into the 90s. Other than that, they're garbage. They're always garbage. Man, they're the Mets.
Stole one of my guys, and he's doing okay. And number five, Colorado woman said she will never forget to close her garage door again after a bear raided $600 worth of frozen meats from her freezer. Amy Franklin of Breckenridge said she found a mess in her garage the morning after forgetting to close the door.
I bet she did.
And security camera footage revealed that she had been visited by a hungry bear.
Is just blood and guts everywhere?
No. Well, no. He got into the chest freezer, I would imagine.
Yeah.
He just ate the
meat. Yeah, but if
meat.
He ate it and like left, I mean.
And he just crapped it.
There's probably some stuff lying around that's not smelling very good.
Yeah.
I'd be so mad. You know,
bears kind of got a funky smell to them, too.
Yeah, mad I'd be if one raided my freezer and took all my frozen pizzas out. I'd be like,
I mean, what are you going to do?
It'd be deeply disappointing.
It's terrible.
It's a 400 to 600-pound wild animal with claws longer than your hands.
Well,
have your guts for garters, my friend. You wouldn't do anything. You'd sit in your house and call TWRA.
I'd get it popping like a semi-automatic.
Thank you, Jake.
For doing that.
You know that, right? That is the top five at five. It's brought to you by The Phone Exchange, Knoxville's easiest place to buy, sell, or trade pre-owned phones. We appreciate their sponsorship of Overreaction Monday again here in this 2021 college football season. And remind you, with Christmas fast approaching, phone and phone-related accessories are the number one Christmas gift once again this year, as they have been for many years now. Head on up to the Phone Exchange and save big on phones and phone accessories, tablets and tablet accessories. You want a nice case for your iPad, new case for your phone. They got all the wires and plugs and adapters and all the things you could possibly need up there, as well as the phones and tablets that you can purchase at significant savings. The Phone Exchange, two locations, the original on Bearden Hill up top, right next to Soccer Taco, and the all-new Blount County location in Alcoa on Gill Street. Go check them out. Tell them Fan Run sent you. And while you're up there, bring your old phone. They'll buy them from you at the Phone Exchange. Real quickly, before we get back to the phones here this afternoon, this is an interesting note for you bettors out there. Alabama has been favored in a record 92 straight games dating back to 2015, where they are a one-point underdog at Georgia. The streak ends Saturday. The Tide will be underdogs for the first time in over 6 years in the SEC championship game.
I bet Saban's trembling in his boots.
6.5.
That's an awfully big number for Alabama.
You've got Bama winning.
Yeah. Just because I think it's going to be 18-11.
Roll down Tide.
Well, then Georgia's going to win the national title if Alabama wins.
I don't think they care after that, though. True. But they're going to set it up. They'll do whatever they have to do to get both of them into the playoffs. And to get both of them into the playoffs,
both of them have to win.
Alabama has to win Saturday. Georgia's in.
Can Alabama block Georgia's pass rush?
No.
I think they can because they're strong enough to hold. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of holding calls. We'll know early on if the fix is in. I mean, they had to hold the hell out of Auburn. But, I mean, what is holding? I mean, everybody holds. I've noticed that. We hold a lot.
Ain't holding if you don't get caught.
Cade Mays is a damn artist.
Well.
He can hold somebody from the front.
Yeah, I mean, it could be called on every play.
Yeah.
For sure. TJ the Kentucky fan is next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, TJ.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm over here in Sin City for the week.
Oh, all right. They've got that's where the Pac-12 championship game is coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about going to the game Friday. So
now, when all those Utah kids get there, all the Mormons on their team, are they like? Do they have to have chaperones or something? I mean, they got to protect them from the temptation of Sin City, right?
Probably. There's tons of it out there. I've seen it during the daylight, man. Hey, speaking of Allegiant Stadium, I think the Raiders, that's the biggest stadium I've ever seen in my life. I drove right by it the other day, and I'm telling you, man, that thing is 2 miles wide. I ain't ever seen a stadium that big.
Yeah, that was the same effect Jerry World had on me when I first saw it with my eyes. It's like it messes with your brain when you see a structure that big, doesn't it?
It's huge. Let's get to the good stuff real quick. I got so much to talk about, but I'll limit it down a little bit. I know you got other callers, other things to talk about. Lincoln Riley, over or under 4 years at USC?
I'm going to go over. I think he's successful there.
All right. Do you think he was afraid to play in the SEC and that's why he took this job?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yep.
I mean, it's a thin line between afraid and just being pragmatic. You know, it's an easier job. I don't fault him at all for that. I mean, he's protecting his own career there and taking on a completely different challenge. This is what the, you know, Lincoln Riley, he got handed the keys to that Ferrari 5 years ago at Oklahoma, right? He's not getting, it might be a Ferrari, but needs some work, right? That engine needs to be rebuilt.
Yeah, he's getting that Tom Selleck, like, late 70s, early 80s, I think it was, what, a 305 maybe? That Ferrari.
Yeah.
It's got about 60,000 miles on it. Needs some work.
We'll see if he can build it up.
I tell you this, though. He's only got to play Oregon once a year, so I'm right there with you. Easier schedule, you know. USC's a good school still. I mean, I'm sure he can keep some California kids.
Oh, he'll be able to.
He's got a shoe-in, you know, for a New Year's Six Bowl. Real quick, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, props to Tennessee, because this is why Tennessee will be back at some point in their lifetime, because they care about their football. They don't take, you know, mediocrity. You guys want to win, and I respect that. I've always respected that, even when I lived in Tennessee. Now, Kentucky fans are trembling in their boots. Bob Stoops, coaching the bowl game for Oklahoma. I don't know if y'all have heard the news, but Mark Stoops met with Kentucky's athletic director yesterday and told the athletic director what he wants. A new practice facility, a private jet for recruiting, more money for his assistants, et cetera, et cetera. Here's where we meet the line. Does Kentucky truly care about their football program? Because if they do, they're going to give it. If not, I have heard Mark Stoops is going to take Liam Cohen and Vince Merrow to Oklahoma if he gets offered the job and Kentucky does not give him what he wants. We're about to find out.
Well, he's got to get offered the job first, right?
Yeah,
are those his coordinators? Kentucky doesn't really register on my radar that much.
Cohen is their OC, and Merrow is their, as you like to put it, goon wrangler.
He's their best recruiter by far. So we'll see. I mean, I know you guys – did Heupel get – I just tuned into the show. I've been working all day. It was a crazy time change, three-hour difference. But did you guys offer Heupel an extension or anything?
No.
Not that we know of. I think they'll probably do something with his contract behind
scenes. He's got, what, a seven-year contract? Six. He's got six left.
Yeah, I think they might give him maybe a little bit of a bump in pay and just add on a year or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested to see this LSU coaching search and Oklahoma coaching search because it's going to have a lot of fans from a lot of different schools in frenzies here for the next couple of hours. Well, next couple of weeks, actually. So, y'all have a good one, man.
All right, TJ, appreciate the phone call. Quick time out. The drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up. Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Overreaction Monday presented by the Phone Exchange continues. We go right back to it. Carter is next. Hello, Carter.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Going well, thanks.
Not too bad. Well, TJ kind of stole my thunder with my question, but I think if you're a Kentucky fan, you should be real scared right now. You should be petrified because Soups is at the ceiling in Kentucky. I mean, that's as good as it's going to get, right?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think, you guys, are Kentucky fans' expectations going to be for who they think they can get up there going to be a level too far?
It's a good question.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think they'd have to either hire the young up-and-comer from a mid-major or a coordinator.
They hire Jamie Chadwell?
Ooh. That would present our three and out brethren with an interesting dilemma.
Davey's already got a lot of blue in his wardrobe.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're Mark Stoops and you want to challenge it, look, I mean, like what Josh Pate said is right. Like you can go stay there and go 8-4 till the cows come home and collect money.
Right.
But if you want to challenge yourself, if you want to win a national, you can't win a national championship at Kentucky. You can't win the SEC at Kentucky. I'm sorry, you just can't.
I'm pretty sure the
championship
is the field is named after a grocery.
Yeah. It does present some problems.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not winning the East. You're not winning the East at Kentucky.
If he wants to win, a national championship, and OU or LSU offers the job, if you fancy yourself an elite head coach in the game of college football and you want to win it all, then you're going to have to take one of those opportunities.
Where do you think it'd work out better? Which one would you take if you were here? Oklahoma, you think?
Absolutely, Oklahoma. Same reason that Lincoln left. It's an easier conference.
Yeah, but it's coming into this conference in, what, 2 or 3 years?
If not sooner.
True. Forget about that. I think I forced myself to. All right, boys, that's all I had. Just food for thought. Go Vols. Let's go bowling.
Thanks, Carter. Appreciate it, my man. Let's get Geraldo Vol in here next. What's up, Geraldo?
Woo, boys, it is message board season.
Oh, I know. You're thriving in it, aren't you?
Woo-hoo! Let's go! I love a good coaching search.
I love the message board meltdown. It's always a lot more fun when it's not your fan base, isn't it, Geraldo?
Yeah, but, I mean, let's be honest, guys. Part of us, like, there is a sick and twisted part of us that want to join in, right? Like, as soon as the news hit yesterday, there was a little sliver of all of us that were like, who are we going to get? Who are we going to get?
It's.
So you're saying you're like, eye was twitching, kind of like a cigarette smoker who's trying to quit. And he's only on his like eighth day or something. He's just kind of, you're jonesing basically.
We're addicts at this point, Russ. We're addicts for coaching searches. And, like, we've been to rehab with Heupel, and then it's like we've been tempted to go back to the coaching search. And, yeah, our eyes twitching just a little bit.
We're Dave Chappelle in that gif. Y'all got any more of them coaching searches?
I had to walk on the treadmill yesterday for about an hour just because I had so much built-up energy.
Wow.
I was just boarding and treadmilling.
So you're on the message board while you're on the treadmill.
The kid's talented, yeah. Russ.
That's actually I can't hate on that. That's probably the best use because most of your brethren on the message board are on the futon in their mother's basement
with the drawers
waiting on the meatloaf.
The frozen meatloaf.
I was on a treadmill in my mother's basement.
I can't hate on that. I do the same thing when I'm playing PS5.
It was a lot of fun. Now, I don't think Josh Heupel's actually going anywhere. I think, you know, like you said at the top of the show, nothing really to worry about there, unless there is. But I think we're fine. But it is fun just to, like you said, watch the others melt down, like especially Oklahoma, because, like, one guy said something about, like, it's like nuclear winter here. Like, oh, come on. Like, they don't know what the depths they can get to like we do. And it's just nice to see everyone
amateurs.
Else.
I mean, did I miss something? Did Oklahoma hire Jeremy Pruitt and left him in charge of their football program for 3 years?
Cornbread.
Well, no, tell me about Chernobyl. Get the hell out of here. I'm telling you, the boys over at Volnugs could put together an attractive, economical package. They could come in and show you how to really board during a coaching search.
Oh, people were missing out. I think that's why I was so excited yesterday, is because that experience, there's nothing like it. There is nothing like a Tennessee coaching search.
They don't cuss. Have you noticed that, Geraldo? They don't even cuss on their message boards. They say, like, freak or what is it, frick, instead of the F-bomb.
Oh, man.
Instead of the S word, they say the English word for it.
And you find this to be?
It's not. Ask
soft.
Yeah, it's soft, isn't it, Geraldo?
It's puny.
We were in the depths of depravity today, and it's not even our coaching search.
Yeah.
I mean,
things are tense over there.
It's tense because this is our season. This is our season. This is it right here.
Geraldo, listen. Can I just be the voice of reason for just a second here? It's not our season anymore, man. We're past all that now. Listen, we're the wild boyfriend who was a little bit too reckless in his 20s, but we've cleaned up, man. We've cleaned up. We're wearing the khakis and the button down. We've got ourselves a steady 40-hour a week job with a solid 401k plan and dental, and we don't have to live like that dude that we were back in the earlier days, man. We've settled down. We're moving up in this world, Geraldo Fall. Better things are ahead.
Okay, Russ, you can be that way, but us at Volnugs, we will be the watchers on the wall. We will be vigilant and ready.
Yeah.
Anytime that coaching search starts, we will be ready to defend all of Westeros for you.
You guys just stay down in the South, Russell.
I was just saying, somebody's got to mind the shop in King's Landing while all this is going on.
You mind the shops. We're on the wall, buddy. Yeah, they don't know. I mean, what's the LSU boards? That's the other LSU boards. Instead of meltdown, they call it melt. What the hell is that? You have a meltdown. You know what a meltdown is? You let go of any and all control over your emotions. You just say and post anything. Lash out wildly.
You threaten to go IRL. I mean, it is intense. It is scary. It is, you experience every emotion within a 24-hour period several times. It's just one of the best things in the world. Now, I agree with you, Russ. Right now, we got nothing to worry about, but it is our season. We will watch on the wall for you, and we'll be ready. We'll be ready at any moment.
All right, we need these updates, so keep them coming, Geraldo. Thanks, man. Anything else?
Just that I love you very much.
Oh, well, I love you too, buddy. So,
that's what's going on
over at OUInsider.com. Parker Thune.
Parker Thune.
He says,
"It's a hell of a name."
Bethune.
He says, per a high-ranking administrative source, this is not a done deal yet. The buzz for Venables continues to grow, and it's reached the locker room at this point. I'm told players are beginning to take notice. That said, everything points towards Venables being the guy. We don't have definitive word at this time.
Would you consider that a failure?
I mean, we don't – it's kind of like Napier. It's an incomplete,
that sounds
right?
Like we've heard all that before, and we heard it during any one of multiple – how many times have we heard that?
Well, true.
Or seen that on a Vol message board or
– True.
What's your offense going to be? I mean, that's the question.
And if you're bringing in Brent Venables, you're going to have to bring in – you've got to go out and get one of the hired guns. You got to get a Kendall Browse, a Jeff Lebby.
But, see, here's the thing that sucks about that is – if that guy is successful, you know he's going to get a head coaching job. And that's why I like having Heupel, is there's already some buzz about Golish being in the mix at Iowa State if Matt Campbell gets one of these gigs. And who he's that dude's got head coach written all over him, man. It might not happen this year, but in a couple of years.
Him and Tim Banks.
But
yeah,
Banks is different. But if Golish leaves – you don't have to worry about it, right? Because it's Heupel's system.
No, Heupel bring in somebody off his.
So that, I mean, that makes me, that gives me some comfort. But that would be my question with Venables is what's your offense going to be?
I mean, that's the thing with Heupel, and it's one of the reasons I don't want him to leave. Heupel's got the makings of having his own coaching tree. I mean, he's got a very unique.
Ooh, the Josh Heupel coaching tree.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Is Lebby on the Josh Heupel coaching tree?
Yeah.
We claim him?
If I were Heupel, how long was he with Heupel?
I think like 1 year.
Oh. Yeah. I guarantee you he learned something from him.
Let's get Brad and La Follette in here next. Brad, you're on the – or do we need to take a break? Are we pushing it here?
And it's 5 o'clock. Yeah, we're good here.
All right, let's squeeze Brad
break
in.
After Brad.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Going well, thank you.
Man. Geraldo Ball's crazy. Man, I want nothing to do with this coaching search. I don't know what he's on.
I'm fine watching from the sideline, man. I don't need to be up until 3 in the morning.
Hitting F5 on your computer,
yeah,
refresh.
Looking at the message boards, waiting on some dumbass to post a rumor about some plane he saw or some –
My best friend at the steel mill said that Josh Heupel's going to Oklahoma.
Ah!
Yeah, our candidate search would be a lot different than what Oklahoma and LSU's is. We would be down here at the bottom of fighting with Duke trying to find a head coach.
Duke. Yeah, I don't need these problems, Brad. I'm perfectly content to watch all this madness unfold from the sideline.
Hey, I don't mean to get the guys on 3 and out aroused or anything, but Jamie Chadwell over there, do you see him making any kind of move, like maybe the Duke job this year?
No, if I saw Chadwell moving anywhere, I would think it would maybe be, honestly, if Oklahoma hires Stoops, I could see Kentucky going after Chadwell.
Virginia Tech, they haven't.
Jamie Chadwell, I'm surprised if – I would be stunned. Number one, if Virginia Tech didn't go after him, and number two, if he didn't take that, that'd be a perfect place for him.
Well, if he took Kentucky, I mean, you're only, what, an hour and a half, Brad, away from the 134 exit?
Yep.
Close to home.
Hey, one more thing. I know you're up against it here, but David Cutcliffe, would you see any chance of him maybe coming on the staff as in an analyst role? I mean, I know it's not his style of offense, but
I mean, I think it would all depend. I saw that about Coach Cut. I'm assuming he still has a house here in Knoxville. I may be wrong. But if he ends up moving back to Knoxville, I could see that happening. And if you're Heupel, why would you – I mean, if you could make that happen, if you're Josh Heupel, to have that kind of just a storehouse of information.
Yeah, I mean –
and coaching.
It's not like Cutcliffe – needs it to
no
stay
huh
in the
I'm
game,
just saying
so.
if he wanted to just to kind of keep us
role. Yeah, I mean I'd
more of an I was thinking more of like an a you know kind of what Spurrier does at Florida.
I get the feeling David Cutcliffe is ready to play a little golf and
hang
be
out
a granddad
with his grandkids
and all that kind of thing. But I could be wrong.
You never can tell some of those guys that they can't pull the trigger, that they can't hang up the whistle. All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate the phone call. We got to take a quick break. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio. It's Overreaction Monday, presented by The Phone Exchange. Back with more of your phone calls after this. Washington has found their new coach.
Who we got?
Really? Who'd they get?
They have hired Fresno State coach Kalen DeBoer.
Oh,
Christopher Gabriel.
The DeBoer. Don't they own all the diamond mines in South Africa?
I think that's De Beers.
Oh. Who were the DeBoers?
The head coach at Washington.
Let me look up that name. There's, for some reason, I know there's some DeBoers.
We can live vicariously now through Christopher Gabriel, those of you who want a coaching search. Fresno State have one. I believe we have the CGP on the show later this week.
Yeah, I got to get in touch with him today. It's on my list. I'm gonna make sure we will get – I will produce Christopher Gabriel.
Bring me Christopher Gabriel. Bring him to me.
He's like getting –
present him at my feet for my amusement.
He's like, you remember when the Biggie Fries first started being a thing back in the 90s?
Yeah.
Guess what Christopher
Gabriel
is? And now
those are like the small fries.
Yeah. But Christopher Gabriel, he's like a basket of fries.
What?
Yeah. He's just like the Biggie size. Information, Biggie size segment of Chris.
You know what's weird, Jake, is like the small drinks now that you get that are like yay high.
That are pretty big now.
Yeah. Those used to be larges.
They were ginormous when we were kids.
Yeah, it was like, and now I get one of those, and I'm like, I'm going to have to get two refills before I leave.
The 32-ouncer?
Well, they're full of ice.
Like, Coca-Cola introduced that. I remember when it first became a thing. Like, what's a medium at McDonald's now, the long, like, tall, slender
one? That used
to
be the large.
That was the large. Man, you were in high cotton.
And small used to be the medium, and they don't even have the small anymore.
If Pops would spring for the large drink.
Well, the first place I remember the big cup was Wendy's. They had the biggie.
Yeah, that's what I was talking
about. The 32-ouncer, and it's like a game changer. Who needs like that much liquid of anything? And now it's like,
I mean, you go to some of these convenience stores, and they've got like the 44. Well, kegs.
The biggie is now the medium at Hardee's.
Yeah, that throws me off.
Yeah,
it's hard. I always ask for a medium now.
It's hard to,
but you mess up. Like I did that yesterday at where's that? I think I was just getting a Coke at Sonic, and I asked for a medium, and it came out. It was like tiny. It's like a real medium.
They probably thought you said mini.
Well, they have those. They have good styrofoam cups and ice there. Sonic does it right.
Sonic's got
keeps
the good ice.
Yeah, it keeps your Coke cold. Were you aware, real quick, and then we can get back to normal? McDonald's, all of their Coke syrup is delivered to them in stainless steel containers. That's what it tastes like.
Yes, I was aware of that, Bear. Everybody knows that.
Really?
No.
Oh.
You know how you, like...
Like, McDonald's has special deals with Coca-Cola, and that's why McDonald's Coke tastes better than... That's the net... I like that better than Pepsi. Like, if I get a spigot of McDonald's Coca-Cola in the Bear's den...
A spigot?
Yeah, like with the tap handle. Oh. Stuff's delicious.
I don't even know what I was going to say anymore.
Yeah. And the other thing they do is your straw's bigger.
Can we go to the phones?
Sure.
Trey is next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Trey.
That was some fantastic radio I had to wait through to get to you guys.
You're welcome.
Do I hint a touch of sarcasm in your voice, Trey?
Just a tiny bit, and I did know that about McDonald's. That's a pretty popular internet fact. Kind of cool, but
I'm not Jamie.
Guys, I just saw a tweet. Sorry, Bear.
That's all right.
I just saw a tweet from Wes Rucker that scared the hell out of me, and that's that OU is targeting Shane Beamer. And if they're willing to go that low, how could you pick Shane Beamer over Heupel?
How happy would the South Carolina fan base be to be out from underneath Shane Beamer, that meathead? Get another shot at hiring a good coach.
That's
if I'm them, I'm
get me out of this.
He's a glorified cheerleader.
Yeah.
Like that's that's all he is. He's just a cheerleader that happened to be a coach's son.
Like honestly, if his last name's not Beamer, is he the head coach at South Carolina right now? Or is he on somebody's staff somewhere?
The cheer squad.
I mean, I won't go that far.
Yeah, that scares me, though. That does scare me. If they're that far down their list, but, you know, I was excited earlier. You know, they're doing the stuff we normally do. Oh, press conference at 3, they're going to announce Venables. And I'm like, okay, thank God, it's over, we can breathe. That doesn't happen, and then I see that, and it's like, crap. Because you just got, there's no way Heupel, unless Heupel's holding the Pac-Man, his name is not in the mix if they're down to Shane Beamer. Because there's no way Shane Beamer is a better coach than Josh Heupel. Like, no metric shows you that. No AD is going to think that. So unless, hopefully, that bad blood holds true, but otherwise, that scares the hell out of me. So that's maybe I've got battered ball syndrome, but I did not like that tweet. And then, guys, on another note, Ross asked you a question on voluntary reaction, but I'm pretty sure you're watching the Bama game and didn't answer it correctly. But I want to get your guys' thoughts. What are the chances that we take a step back next year with all the, like, if everybody who leaves is supposed to leave? I'm just trying to not get too excited for next season and pencil in 10 wins. I'm trying to look at the flip side of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to kind of get your guys' thoughts on you know.
So if Hooker and Tillman, you know, bolt.
Exactly. Hooker, Tillman. Like, if everybody who can leave, leaves, and then we don't get, you know, all the people we think we're going to get in the transfer portal or through recruiting. And I'll hang up and listen to the answer. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. I don't think it'd be that bad, man. I really don't. First of all, I don't think both Hooker and Tillman are leave. I think they both come back. But even if – and that's such a – listen, I know we're battered Vol fans, but we don't have to play this worst-case scenario game where what if our quarterback and star wideout leave and we don't get any recruits and the portal's unkind. The quarterback and the star receiver are most likely coming back. The recruiting – is going pretty well right now. You're about to get a commitment from a defensive back, Christian Harrison, who's Rodney Harrison's son, here in about 15 minutes. If Hooker did leave, can you imagine the interest that Tennessee would attract from the transfer portal if guys wanted to come play quarterback for him? The interest that we are going to see in the portal from the receiver position for guys that want to get in,
yeah,
on this and want Javonte Payton's spot and Velus Jones' spot. I mean,
you're going to be on SportsCenter?
I think you're returning four. You're starting five offensive linemen. I think your quarterback's coming back. I think Tillman's coming back. You've got some good receivers in the pipeline. You're going to add some in recruiting. You're going to add some in the transfer portal. You got a bunch of defensive linemen coming back. You got those linebackers coming back. They're going to improve. You're going to add guys in the portal there. Hopefully you can get a better player to play alongside Jeremy Banks. Both of your safeties are back. If you consider that a good thing, if not, you go out in the portal and upgrade. Warren Burrell's coming back. You got Turnage and Haddon coming up through the ranks. Like, I just
Turnage flash this year.
I think they're going to be good, man. I don't think that you have to worry about taking a step back. I think the question is, how big a step forward are you going to take?
You know, a lot of it depends on the portal, and still on, you know, who we're bringing in from the high school ranks.
Speaking of high school, it's time to select our North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Coach of the Week. And I guess we're down to two as we have reached the state championship and only two area teams are left standing. That is, of course, the Tornadoes of Alcoa, and it is, of course, the Panthers of Powell, who took my West Rebels behind the woodshed.
Woo!
And strapped us.
Whew.
It was a lesson. It was a lesson learned, no doubt. Powell, I think both those teams have an excellent chance to win state championship. This week's Coach of the Week is Matt Lowe at Powell. 35-7. They beat West on the road last week, leaving no doubt about that one. They will play Page High School Friday night at 7 p.m.
That's out in Franklin.
Yep, that's the school. Remember, Cade McNamara, the quarterback at Michigan's younger brother, is their quarterback.
Yeah.
Page.
That's where my nephew and nieces go and went.
Alcoa is playing East Nashville at 11 a.m. Eastern time for some reason. It's dumb. And the 3A game on Friday, South Pitt versus McKenzie in the 1A game, and then Powell versus Page in the 5A game. Saturday, 4A championship is Elizabethton versus Tullahoma.
That'd be a hell of a game there.
2A championship is Hampton versus Westview, and the 6A championship, this is going to be fun, man. Oakland versus Summit, the Wade Twins versus Jordan James and Isaiah Horton, two 14-0 teams going for the state title in the biggest classification, 6A. That'll be 7 p.m. Saturday night. That game will be televised. I believe MyVLT2 is where those games have been televised the past couple of years. So
that one's Friday night?
Saturday night.
That'll be a heavyweight fight.
Looking forward to it. Folks, we sure do appreciate North Knox Siding and Windows for all their support of the show through the years, all their support of high school football. They do great work. If you have any sort of home improvement thing on the outside of your home, North Knox Siding and Windows is the number one choice in town. If you've been putting off replacing old siding or windows, now is the time to get it done. Anything on the outside of your home, folks, this is the perfect time to schedule a free estimate with North Knox Siding and Windows. If you need a new roof, they can do that as well. You got old peeling paint. Trust me, you don't want to be that guy on the block, man. Get it done. Once it's done, it's done. Call North Knox for a free estimate, 865-689-0505, online at northknoxsidingandwindows.com. Final break of the evening. We have some coaching rumors hot off the presses. Who does Bruce Feldman think LSU is targeting? We'll tell you when we continue next here on Fan Run Radio. Time to find out who's on the docket. Brought to you by the law offices of Fox and Farmer. They win for East Tennessee. We start in Nashville, where an airline passenger who assaulted multiple flight attendants, punching one and pulling another's hair, had to be restrained by others on board via zip ties, charged with public intoxication when she landed in Nashville, BNA International Airport. Police received a call around 7 p.m. Saturday night from Spirit Airlines regarding a disruptive passenger flying in toward gate A1.
That explains it.
They're the attorney general for, like, the U.S. attorney general. What's his name? Attorney General Garland? Is that it? Yeah. They're getting ready to start hammering people for this.
Good.
What, getting drunk on an airplane?
No, just these people that have been assaulting airline staff and being disruptive on commercial flights.
I mean, you
Spirit.
No, it doesn't matter.
I feel like we see this a lot now where they have to tie some guy, duct tape him to the seat or something.
You're not getting off with a slap on the wrist anymore. They're going to start sending you to, like, federal prison.
And I don't think, like, they're drunk. I don't think they're in danger of crashing the plane or anything. But it's dang obnoxious, man.
Well, it's a dangerous situation. You're in a vehicle traveling between 500 and 600 miles an hour. And there's
just making everybody's life miserable. And these flight attendants don't make enough to deal with your ass.
Well, people don't know how to behave drunk. I mean, for me, I have to have a few drinks before I go
on
a plane.
I'm stunned that more people don't, like.
No, Jake, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't. You're perfectly capable of getting on that airplane and flying to your destination sober.
Yeah.
No.
Just take a couple of Valium. You don't have to drink.
Oh, that's not sober.
Sure it is.
Oh, it's
prescribed
not.
By the doctor.
It doesn't.
Well, not.
Oh my God.
Not everybody can. Not everybody can handle their alcohol.
But not once have I ever thought about fighting anybody while drunk on a plane.
I'm surprised there's not more people that don't take like a knockout shot, and just knock somebody the hell out. Like, to me, like, soon as, like, if somebody gets up, I'm gonna look around for, like, Russell sitting over in the other row. I mean, like, make eye contact, but that's why I don't fly anymore. But after 9/11, that's how I fly white knuckle. I'm like watching everybody. You get up, I'm taking you down.
White knuckle.
Meanwhile, in Germany, a man has discovered the hard way that it's best to start first thing first. Man was arrested for driving to the driver's license center to get his license.
They arrested him?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he didn't have his license yet.
I feel like they could have given him a citation.
He doesn't have a driver's license.
They have Uber over in Germany?
I'm sure they do.
37-year-old drove himself to the driving test, parking outside the test in front of an astonished examiner. They said he told police officers who were called to the scene that he had only driven because he wanted to make sure to get to the driving test on time.
So those DMV people that called the police, those are the kids that the teacher would leave in charge when she left the room. Those are some snitching-ass snitches.
Oh.
Calling the cops on that poor guy.
His test was immediately called off. The man now faces an investigation for driving without a license. Allow Detective Smith here to close your investigation. He was driving without a license. Case closed. An investigation. What, you need to call in a couple of witnesses? There you go. Police also opened an investigation to the car's owner. You'd like to be that guy. Mm. All right, that is the docket. Banchero. It's brought to you by the law offices of Fox and Farmer, serving East Tennessee over 100 years of combined experience helping Knoxvillians, East Tennesseans get the settlements they deserve. Many people are intimidated by the large insurance companies. They don't know their rights, and they think that it's going to cost a fortune to fight it out in court. Well, at Fox and Farmer, they believe in making sure the little guy has a big voice, and they're going to stand up to anybody to protect you and make sure you're treated fairly. Call them today to set up a free consultation, 865-531-9400. That's 531-9400. Online at foxandfarmer.com. Fox and Farmer, attorneys at law, they win for East Tennessee. So Bruce Feldman echoing what John Bryce was saying on Nashville radio earlier today, that LSU is zeroing in on Notre Dame's Brian Kelly to be their next head coach.
Interesting.
One thing's for certain. One of two things for certain. Either Brian Kelly's about to shake up the world of college football, or Brian Kelly's about to get himself a big raise.
Both.
They're getting a big one.
All right, folks, we're going to see what Christian Harrison does here in about 5 minutes. Recruiting news coming up on Overtime. Keep it tuned right here. Fan Run Radio for Jake and Bear. I'm Russell. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on The Drive.